Hey PTA, it's breakfast with Melissa. Sounds weird saying that. Just call me Mel or Melissa. And it's a Sunday night. I had some friends over and they just left and now it's kind of quiet, so I thought I'd do this questionnaire, TMI questionnaire that I found, and hopefully you guys will get to know me a little more. And that you enjoy this post. Alright. Number one, what are you wearing? I'm wearing my pajamas, which is an oversized t-shirt that is supposedly a small, but it's like a dress on me. And shorts. Two, ever been in love? Yes. I'd say twice. The first one was more of like a naive love where I was still in college and I sort of blindly gave my heart to this dude that I met through a mutual friend, and I kind of regret not getting to know him a little more and knowing his personality. Yeah, kind of just fell in love like that, you know? And sometimes I miss that. The idea of, I don't know if it's just me romanticizing things because I tend to do that a lot, but being able to not have a care in the world and blindly falling in love. This is not going anywhere. I don't know what I'm saying. But actually, no. Thinking back on it now, it was kind of stupid. It was a stupid mistake. But you live and you learn. And the second time that I've been in love is with my current boyfriend. And I'm not trying to bring religion in here, but I'd say that our relationship is God and Christ-centered, and that, you know, compared to my first relationship, it really, there is a big difference. And yeah, you know, like how Christ sacrificed himself for the church, you know, he sacrifices himself for me, and I, you know, for lack of a better term, I'm submissive to him, but submissive doesn't mean that I don't have a say in the things that we do. Submissive in that I wholeheartedly trust him and trust that the decisions he make are good for us and will bring us to where we want to be in the future. So, you know, I guess it's a two different spectrums of love that I've experienced, and you know, I'm thankful for having both experiences because I get to learn from, you know, like I said before, I get to learn from my mistakes, or I get to learn from a really good experience, and hopefully that I get to encourage that to other people and be, you know, a living witness and testimonial to that not, you know, that not all relationships, you know, I'm not saying, like, I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, I think I'll just stop this question, but I just want to say that not all relationships are perfect, and that there has to be an effort from both parties in order for the relationship to work. And I know that when kids are young, they think that, you know, they don't think that because relationships are a lot of work, and they think that relationships are just something to be carefree about. And yes, there are moments where you can be, but a lot of the time it's working together and becoming a team. And I feel that way with my boyfriend. Like he said, he he understands why God made Adam and Eve, man and woman, to become one when I'm with him. And I think that's the sweetest thing he's ever said to me. So, if you're listening, maybe you can top that, but maybe you won't. Either way, I still love you. Alright, end rant. Well, not rant, but end ramble thing. Yeah. Okay, number 3. Ever had a terrible breakup? Yes, I did, actually. And it's going back to my first relationship. Well, not my first relationship. He was my second boyfriend. Like I said, it was a naive love, and I blindly put myself into that situation. He ended up, over time, spending a lot more time with his friends. And we were long distance, and it was really hard. He was spending a lot more time with his friends, like 90% of his time with his friends, 5% at work, and the other 5% was me, and that was the order in which he prioritized his life. And, you know, I'm not saying that, like, he can't have his friends or he can't do his own things, but if we're in a relationship and you say that you love me, like, I wanted him to show that, and he didn't. And I pulled up my pants and I said, dude, this isn't working out, so we should break up. We broke up. He tried to make me stay, but I said no. And then a couple weeks later, I grew soft-hearted, stupid me, and we were a thing again. And then a couple months after that, I found out that he cheated on me when we got back together again. Yeah, that was devastating. That broke my heart. You know, I gave him a second chance and he just threw it away, as cliche as it sounds. And I hated the way I handled it. I ended up crying, and like I said, at that time I was still in college, so I was skipping all my classes and I didn't do as well as I'd like over a stupid boy. If I could go back in time and tell myself something, that would be the one mistake I'd tell myself to avoid. Number 4. How tall are you? I'm 5'5". I'm actually kind of average. I don't know. Maybe a little tall for an Asian girl. But yeah. 5'5". 5'6 or 5'7 if you include heels. But I don't really like wearing them. So 5'5". Number 5. 5'5". How much do you weigh? I fluctuate between 100 and 105. I took a BMI test back in high school, and I am underweight. So, it's a weird thing though, like, I eat a lot, and I'm trying to gain weight, but I'm not gaining any weight, and it's really frustrating. I'm not trying to show off how skinny I am or how fast my metabolism works, but like, it really is frustrating. Like, a lot of clothes don't fit me right. Like, I find like this awesome dress with pockets that I really love, and the top doesn't fit me, but like the bottom part of it fits, or vice versa, and I can't end up buying it because it just looks funky and weird on me. That's the only thing I hate about this. About my weight and my body. Yeah. Number 6, any tattoos? No, I don't. I thought about it, but I'm not that crazy about it, so... And even if I were crazy about it, I don't know what I would get. Yeah, I don't know. I thought about, like, maybe, like, a quote from my favorite book. But I don't have a favorite book or a favorite quote, so that wouldn't work out. Or maybe, like, some cool drawing. Or something. Or, like, something like a music note. But that sounds really kind of, like, cheesy and corny. So, I don't know. I haven't really given much thought to it, but no tattoos. Number 7, any piercings? I have ear piercings. Just one on each ear. And... So, when I was a kid, me and my sister, we're 2 years apart, and she's the younger one. We loved watching The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, and there was a scene where Lindsay A. didn't have ear piercings, and then Lindsay B. had ear piercings, and what they wanted to do was switch roles to see their parents, because their parents were divorced, and they took both each twin, and then, so in order to swap roles, Lindsay A. had to get ear piercings to look like Lindsay B., and they were at summer camp, and Lindsay B. gave Lindsay A. ear piercings, and I remember it was kind of painful, and I think that was one of the reasons why I wanted an ear piercing, because I thought it was cool at the time, and it's still kind of cool, because I get to wear, like, I don't wear much jewelry, but, like, the only thing I'll wear are earrings, or sometimes, like, a watch, or a bracelet, but those tend to bother me a lot, so earrings are the only things I can fluff up my outfit for the day. Number 8, what was your first job? Back in high school, I was a piano teacher to elementary kids. I had five or six students, I think, and they were all wonderful. It was kind of tiring because I come home from school and I would have like a half an hour to myself, and then I would have to teach, and sometimes, don't tell anyone, but sometimes I would fall asleep during the lessons. Yeah, that was kind of bad, but if I could do it again, I would. I might do it as a side job now. Yeah, I really had fun doing that. Number 9, favorite show. This one's hard. I watch a lot of shows. Can I just name them? I'll just name them. I watch Battlestar Galactica. I watch Veep, Pushing Daisies, Bob's Burgers, The Office, Peaky Blinders. That's all I could think of. Mad Men, Dexter, Adventure Time, Bee and Puppy Cat, Bravest Warriors. That's all I could think of right now. I don't really have a favorite. I like all, so favorites. Number 10, favorite bands. My first and only love is the Gorillaz. I don't know why I got into them or how I got into them, but it's been a long time. So, oh, I remember when I was a kid, my cousins, who were a couple years older than me, they were listening to Feel Good. And then I guess that song just stuck with me. And then I never really knew what it was called or who it was by until high school, I think junior year. And then I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then I guess just kind of fulfilled one of my, like, childhood, like, check boxes. Like, I finally knew what the song was and who it was by, and then I just started listening to all of their other songs, and you know, that's how I got into it. And I still have a bunch of their CDs that I listen to when I'm driving to work, and I just sing along or rap along to it. So if you see an Asian girl driving in her car and rapping, you'll know that it's me. Yeah, and I remember I saw them when I went to college in Boston. I remember they had a concert. It was their first tour after getting back together on their new album, Plastic Beach, and they had their concert at a venue like right across the street from my dorm, literally right across the street. So I definitely bought tickets for that, and I ended up being the only, like, I didn't know anyone else who was going, but that was fine. I didn't care about that. Number 11, something you miss. I was thinking about this the other day. I can't remember. Oh, I miss reading a lot. I used to read, I remember in elementary school, I would read until like the wee hours of the morning. I couldn't put a book down. Same in high school too, but once I got to college, I switched from pre-med to being an English major, and don't get me wrong, like, I love being an English major, I just didn't like the idea that reading, so basically, college took pleasure reading, the pleasure out of the pleasure reading. Every time I read a book, you know, no matter how good it was, I associated with tests and exams and essays. So I've been trying to slowly wean myself back onto reading, and hopefully it'll be something that I pick up. I know that, like, you can't, it's not something that you can pick up right away, like, it's something you have to build over time, so wish me luck on that. I really miss it. Number 12, favorite song. I have a lot. This one's hard too. I don't really know. This is gonna stress me out. I can't answer this question. Sorry, guys. I'm gonna have to skip number 12. Alright, number 13. I'm 22. I'm 22, right? Yeah, I'm 22. Turning 23 in November. Yeah. It feels like 23 feels like a really old number. No offense to anyone who's older. I'm not calling you old, but like, I still think I'm 18. Is that weird to say? Whenever my boyfriend asks me, like, or like, not even my boyfriend, like, someone asks me how old I am, my first instinct is to say that I'm 18. But I'm turning 23. That's still actually kind of young. I mean, yeah. I've been talking about getting married, but I don't think I'm ready to get married yet. I still feel like I'm a kid. Number 14, zodiac sign. I am a Sagittarius with the centaur shooting a bow and arrow. Whenever I think of a centaur, it reminds me of Harry Potter. They're called centaurs, right? In Harry Potter? Or are they called something else? I can't remember. 15, quality you look for in a partner. Definitely confidence in something that he or she likes or is interested in. I think that's really sexy. I also like guys who wear glasses. All my exes had glasses. My current boyfriend has glasses. I don't know if it's like just me or if it's like every woman or guy kind of thing. I don't know. Number 16, favorite quote. Uh, There, it's not, okay, it's from the Shakespeare play. I can't remember which one, but it's the first I did your mom joke ever. And it goes like this. So, person A, I forget his name, he says, "Villain, what hast thou done?" And then person B says, "Thou hast done which we cannot something undo," something like that. And then person C says, "Thou hast undone our mother," to person A. And then person B says, "I have done thy mother." That could have been executed a lot more better, but I had to remember it, so. Anyways, yeah. It's a pretty cool insult, in my opinion. And also my favorite quote. Not my favorite quote. The only quote I could think of right now at like 11:21 at night on a Sunday. 17. Favorite actor. I don't really have one. My favorite in high school used to be Adrien Brody, but then that kind of faded away. And then sometime in college, it used to be Lee Pace because of his eyebrows. And he's just overall cute and good looking. And now I don't really have one. So, if we're going with a current or most recent one, I'd say Lee Pace. And he was just adorable in Pushing Daisies. I wish they didn't cancel that TV show. So sad. Number 18, favorite color. If you were to walk into my room right now, you would see that my walls are pink. And it has been that way since I was in middle school. But now, like, I don't really. Not that I don't care for the color pink, like, it depends on my mood, depends the time of the day, or depends time of the year or the month. I have a different favorite color all the time. Right now, it's like an orange and like a moss green color. So I have two favorite colors right now. 19. Loud music or soft? It depends. Like right now, when I'm lying in bed, I have soft music playing in the background. Sometimes when I'm driving, I listen, like I said, to my Gorillaz CDs, and that's kind of loud music. Sometimes in the shower, I listen to loud music, mainly because I can't really hear anything else if I'm playing soft music, and loud music is the only thing I can hear. But overall, I prefer softer music. It's just very soothing and doesn't hurt my ears as much. Number 20. Where do you go when you're sad? I like to go to my bed. I feel like it's a safe haven for me. I get to hide myself from the world under the blankets and just melt into my pillow. And yeah, and if I cry, then I cry. My pillows absorb my tears, my face too. And then after I cry, I get really tired, and then I just fall asleep. And I'm in like the optimal position to fall asleep. So yay. I do that when I'm mad too. I fall asleep when I'm mad. It's just energy draining, you know? And then when I wake up, I'm like perfectly fine. Like, I don't even remember what I was mad about or sad about. Yeah. 21. How many questions are there? 50. Awesome. Okay. 21. How long does it take you to shower? 10 minutes minimum. 15, 20 minutes maximum. I don't really take that long in the shower. 22. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning? Oh, sorry. If I know what I'm wearing that day, then it'll take me, like, the shortest time possible. But if I don't know what I'm wearing, then I'm screwed. And I will be late to wherever I'm going. So, that's why every night in bed, before I go to sleep, I try to figure out what to wear the next day. So I don't have to rush in the morning. But usually it takes me like half an hour. Yeah, half an hour. Yeah. Sorry. Number 23. Ever been in a physical fight? No, I haven't. Because I don't think I'd last very long in a fight. Verbally or physically. I can get sassy, but yeah, no, I don't see myself fighting. I just don't. Number 24. Turn on. I don't know. I never really thought about this. I guess a given is like a guy who knows how to dress well. I like butts. Maybe a guy who likes to play an instrument. Wow, I'm bad at these questions. I like it when guys laugh too. Or like when they have this really concentrated look on their face. Like some guys like scrunch their eyebrows together, and I know my boyfriend like bites his tongue when he's really concentrated on doing something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Those are the things, turn-ons, that I can think of at the top of my head. Turn off. So, I work with this girl. She started work around the same time that I did, and when I first saw her, I thought she was like, dude, she's hot. And like, not to objectify women, but like, if I were a dude, I'd totally bang her. And then I found out a couple weeks later that she smokes. So that was kind of a turnoff for me. What else? People who are just in general, like, really rude to others. Like, why do you have to be like that? I don't understand. Like, especially, like, if they're rude to people that they never even met. Like, what did this person do wrong to you that you have to be so rude? And then the song by Magic just comes into my head. Why you got to be so rude? Exactly. Why do you have to be so rude? I don't understand. 26. The reason I joined PTA. Okay, when I read this question, I thought PTA was Parent Teacher Association. And then I'm like, first, I'm a parent, and second, I'm in Parent Teacher Association. When did this happen? But then I realized that I'm in Pillow Talk Audio, and that's also PTA, so. So the reason I joined PTA is because I saw how great of a community this was, and you guys have helped me in a time of need, and I thought that I could give back and help you guys in your time of need. So, yeah, that is the main core reason why I joined PTA. And hopefully I am helping you guys, you know, whether through my audio posts, I only have two. This is going to be my third one, and the first one was a verification, so I don't know if that counts, so I only have two. And through my comments, you know, just like, I like to give encouraging words and thoughts, and yeah, that's it. That's the main reason why. 27. Fears? Yeah, I do have some fears, actually. When it is thundering and lightning outside, I really hate to take a shower because I am afraid that I'm gonna get struck by lightning in the shower. I think that has to be one of my worst fears ever. Second fear is when I'm home alone and I'm blow drying my hair. So I like to pride myself on my keen sense of hearing, and when I'm blow drying my hair, I can't hear anything. Especially when I'm home alone, I can't like pick out sounds in that around the house. Like, I can't tell if someone's gonna creep up next to me or whatever. So that freaks me out a lot. Yeah, it does. So I think those are my two biggest fears. I also don't really like roller coasters either. But like, if someone, no, I was about to say that if someone like pushed me to go on, maybe, but not really. I wouldn't actively go on myself. Unless I was, like, drunk or something. But then I'd, like, throw up, so I don't think that'd be fun either. So. 28. Last thing that made you cry. I like to cry a lot, and I think it's good to say that I can't remember the last time I cried. Which is good. Which is very good. So I can't answer this question, really. So. Number 29. Last time you said you loved someone. I told my boyfriend I loved him when he left my house. And then we kissed. Yeah. And I miss him now. Hmm. 30. Meaning behind your Reddit name. So I really like Breakfast at Tiffany's with Audrey Hepburn, and I kind of fashioned my name around that, and I also like eating breakfast. So if we ever actually do meet in real life, PTA, we can get some breakfast. And then you can finally say you've had breakfast with Melissa. Yeah. I really like brunch. Let's go out for brunch sometime, guys. 31. Last book you read. I'm currently going through this crazy book called Godel Escher Bach, The Eternal Golden Braid, by Daniel Hofstadter, and it's about art and music and math and how there's symmetry in all those mediums of fine arts and how it relates to life. I'm not quite sure if that's what the book is about, but that's what I read from the introduction, and it's kind of painful to get through, but it sounds really interesting, so I'm trying to push myself to get through it. So yeah, and there's apparently a subreddit for that too, so hopefully, like, once I finish a chapter, I can lurk around there and try to get a sense of, you know, opinions and what other people thought of it, and like, I guess an overall sense of what the chapter was about, because sometimes I might not like understand. Last, 32, the book you're currently reading. Rewind back to question number 31, and you will get the answer for question number 32. 33, last show you watched. I had friends over today, and we were in my basement, and we were watching this documentary on Netflix called Life, and we were very interested in it. We saw a lot of animals hunting, some animals being prey, some animals doing their little duet romance mating call, some animals trying to help their babies survive. But like, I think the thing that did it for us was the music and the cinematography. And that's the thing I really like about documentaries. Like, it could be the most boring documentary ever, but if the music is good and the narrative is good, then you've got me hooked. Hooked on phonics. Number 34, last person you talked to. If it was in person, I was talking to my friends. We were playing Mahjong. And then they left. And then if it was text, I last texted my boyfriend. Number 35, the relationship between you and the last person you texted. My boyfriend of 2 years. We're going to be going on 3 in September. Can't wait. It's the longest relationship I've had, actually. It's kind of scary. I'm afraid I'm going to mess something up. But I know he's really forgiving and he's understanding, so I hope I'm not doing anything bad to hurt him. Because I know he's had some bruises and scars from his last relationship, so. And I did too, so. Yeah. Sorry, my mom just texted me. Number 36, favorite food. I like rice a lot. I like eating it by itself, especially when it's warm and, like, just, like, cooked already. Like, when it just came out from the rice cooker. Like, that's so delicious. I also like I don't know. I guess rice is my staple food. It's my favorite food. Oh, I'm getting hungry thinking about it now. Next question. 37, place you want to visit. I want to visit Paris. And just Europe in general. I've never been outside of the United States, minus, like, the islands and Mexico, when I went on the cruise. Oh, and I went to Canada, too. But, like, the other side of the world, it's, like, something new and something exciting, and I don't know, I just want to travel. I want to be more open. I want to be well traveled. My friend was surprised when I told him that I've never been outside of North America, because he said I act and sound very well traveled and stuff. And I guess I'm kind of flattered by that. But I hope it comes true that I actually do get to travel around the world. 38, last place you were. I was at a froyo place. Didn't get any froyo, which I kind of regret, because it was hot sitting out there. And I haven't had froyo in a long time either. Number 39. Do you have a crush? Um, Not at the moment. Unless you count my boyfriend. But I don't think that's what a crush means. Since we're already dating. So I'd have to say no for this question. Number 40. Last time you kissed someone. It was like 2 hours ago when I was saying bye to my boyfriend. 41. Last time you were insulted. Can't remember. I guess that's a good thing, right? Yeah. I mean... Oh, ooh, sorry. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I was insulted. 42. Favorite flavor of sweet. What does this question mean? I like chocolate. Milk chocolate. Dark chocolate. I don't like white chocolate. It's a little too sweet. I also like caramel. When I drink coffee or when I drink my tea, I like it with a lot of sugar. Did that answer the question? I think so. Okay. 43. What instruments do you play? I have been classically trained in piano for... I can't do math. I started when I was 6. I'm 22 now. I stopped when I was 18. 12 years! I've been playing piano. Well, I haven't been playing piano for 12 years. I've been taking lessons for 12 years. I stopped once I got to college. I really miss it. And now I just play once in a while to keep up my sight reading skills and just to see if I can keep playing. Yeah. I also play the guitar, but I'm not that good. I only know one song, Boats and Birds by Gregory and the Hawk. And if you ask me to play a chord, I can't play a chord unless I have, like, the fingering in front of me. So I don't know if that counts as playing an instrument. I also played the clarinet back in elementary school, and then I quit in middle school because I hated the band teacher. He was little... hate is such a strong word. I didn't like him is a better way of saying that. Number 44. Favorite piece of jewelry. I don't wear much jewelry besides earrings and occasionally a bracelet and a watch. So, to answer this question, I'd have to say, oh, no, I lied. I am wearing a sonic screwdriver necklace that my boyfriend got me on my first birthday together with him. And he put it in a box, a blue box, with a TARDIS, like, it's like a ceramic, like, box, and it had a TARDIS like on the top, on the lid, and he wrapped it in Spider-Man wrapping paper. Adorable, I know. And he asked me to be his companion forever. That just made my heart melt thinking about it again. Yeah, and ever since that, I've never taken it off. It replaced my... Back in high school, I got a treble clef necklace from my best friend. And that replaced it, but... It never replaced my best friend. It just replaced a necklace. And I still have the necklace that my friend got me. 45. Last sport you played. I hate sports. I like watching sports. I recently got into football. I did my first fantasy football this past year, and I got third place. I'm so proud of myself. Last sport I played was flag football, It was with middle school and high school kids at our church, and I caught a touchdown that was exhilarating. Yeah. 46, last song you sang. Can't remember this one. Yeah, I don't remember. 47, favorite chat up line. If I'm texting someone that I haven't texted in a while, or like texting an acquaintance, I'd be like, hey, what's up? How are you doing? Or if I'm texting my boyfriend, I'd be like, hey, baby cat. Or like in the morning, I'd be like, good morning. Or if I'm texting my mom, I don't really say hi. I just text her what I wanted to say. Same thing with my sister too. So the generic, like, hey, what's up? Hello. It's like starting a conversation like when you're talking to someone in person. I don't think that, like, that politeness should go away ever. 48. Have you ever used it? Wait, what is the question? What? Am I answering 47 wrong? 48. Have I ever used it? Yes, I use it all the time. I don't think I'm answering that question correctly. 49. Last time you hung out with anyone? I had friends over today, and they left like an hour ago, and now I'm in bed, and I'm getting hungry, and I'm not tired, and I'm taking a lot to restrain myself from going downstairs and eating. 50. What was the last thing you bought? I bought Chipotle food for my lunch. Yeah. Very exciting. It was delicious, though. I didn't live on the edge today. I didn't get the guac for extra $2. I should get the guac sometime. I miss it. Anyways, that was all 50 questions of the TMI questionnaire. If you sat through this, I applaud you. If you didn't, I understand. And you probably wouldn't hear this anyways if you didn't listen all the way through. But anyways, for those of you who did, I'd like to thank you, and I hope to do more of these. It's actually quite fun to do these questionnaires. So yeah, I think that's all I have to say. Okay, that was just a really awkward silence, so I'm just gonna cut the recording now. Alright, once again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye!